So you're listening to the piano stylings of Peter Mayo. Peter, you've been playing the piano since how old?
Well, I started as a teenager. My parents had a baby grand in the living room, which they had inherited from my grandmother, Lillian. And my brother and I, we would listen to rock and roll records and sit down at the piano, and there'd be a small, little stereo system we'd carry around with us and set it up, and we'd try to figure out the chords that were being used in the rock and roll songs. If I recall, Louie Louie was one of the ones that musicians of our era, we usually started with that song because it was pretty easy. It was three chords, and
but you don't play by notes.
I can't read. I cannot formally read music. That's correct.
So this is all by ear, as we say.
Right. A lot of rock musicians play by ear. That's not something unique to me, but yes.
Well, today's date is November 14th, 2023. Peter, would you state your full name, please?
Peter Oliphant Mayo.
And where are we recording this interview?
We are at my rehearsal studio at 112 West Cameron in Tulsa.
Which is not too far from a very famous building.
Correct.
Called?
Now it's called Tulsa Theater, or the Tulsa Theater. It was Brady Theater. Before that, it was Tulsa Municipal Theater. And before that, it was Tulsa Convention Hall. It's had four or five names.
And we're going to get into that. Where were you born?
In Tulsa, at St. John's.
State your date of birth.
6/9/52.
Making your present age?
71.
Let's talk about your mother. Your mother's name, maiden name, where she was born, and that type of thing.
Okay. Maiden name was Aline Oliphant, and she was born in Tulsa, probably at St. John's. And
she grew up in Tulsa then?
Right.
All right. I got to go back and ask about Oliphant.
Okay.
That's an important name. All names are important, but there's an interesting history to that name.
Right.
Tell us about it.
Well, her father, A.G. Oliphant, became a successful oil and gas person in Osage County, mainly, out of the Pawhuska area was where he got his start. And he was able to get some leases early on. There's an article in it that someone found from the Tulsa World that mentioned his name as curiously that he was able to obtain some leases right around the Burbank Field, right as the Burbank Field became a big oil discovery in Osage. And that was the start of his business. And my mother grew up in a house in Maple Ridge. And A.G. Oliphant, he was generous. He gave the money for a couple of buildings at TU, University of Tulsa. And he, he didn't live that long. I only knew him, I think he probably passed when I was around 14 years old. So I didn't really get to know him very well. Santa Fe was one of their great loves. That started with A.G., and so my mother spent summers in Santa Fe.
A.G.?
A.G. Oliphant, that's her dad. Alan Green Oliphant. And that became a passion and a love of my mother, and she brought a lot of that architecture back to her house here in Tulsa. In fact, she remodeled two rooms of the house to have Santa Fe styling. And she would go out there and find little knickknacks and pieces and doors and things like that and bring them back.
So you spent time out there?
Right. And then we would spend maybe a month out of the summer as children. We would spend out there. Great memories there. And I still will visit Santa Fe. I love the place. You know, when she was growing up, it probably was not nearly as commercial or touristy as it is now. You kind of had to know about it then. It was probably kind of a best-kept secret.
So her personality, what was it like?
Well, she was very nurturing to my brother and me.
And your brother's name?
Dan, John Daniel Mayo II. He was named after my grandfather on my dad's side. She was very giving. One of her theories was that she wanted to make the house comfortable for my brother and I and our friends. And it became kind of the hangout in the neighborhood. Her theory was, let's make it attractive so you guys will want to spend time here, and that hopefully will keep you off the streets and getting into trouble. And it did work. All my friends loved her. It became kind of the hangout. She allowed us to have musical instruments, drums and guitars and things that make noise, and she put up with it just so that we would feel comfortable at the house, which also played right into the 60s music scene and how all the young people were so enamored with that music scene, my friends included.
But your mother was very active in events and social events.
Right. She had done some amateur modeling, and so there's some pictures of her that I brought, and you took some photos of.
And I've just seen that, and she's a beautiful woman.
Well, thank you. I don't know that I received all that from her, but, you know, we'll take it where we can get it.
But she was involved in the community, wasn't she?
Well, so my dad was basically, he and Herb Gussman put together the Tulsa Philharmonic. They were the instigators of that. And, of course, they had to raise money for it. So every year there was the Cinderella Ball, which was probably one of the first gala fundraisers in Tulsa. Certainly one of the first. And so she was often the chairperson of that. And he being the president of the Philharmonic, they would tie the two things together, fundraising and helping the Philharmonic. She also helped other organizations. She was a big spokesman for mental health in Oklahoma. She volunteered at Children's Medical Center. And Tulsa Garden Center was something that she was passionate about. It was evident by looking around her house that she loved growing things. The wisteria vines were just out of control all around the exterior of the house. But they were beautiful. And she would volunteer for some of these organizations and give her time. Something interesting about her name, Aline, it's kind of an unusual name, not a very common name even then. And my aunt on the Oliphant side of the family, Arlene Oliphant. So it was kind of uncommon that we had Aline Oliphant, we had Arlene Oliphant, and then my dad's aunt was named Aline. And it just isn't that common. I know there's that pop song, Come On, Eileen. So that was interesting, because when my brother and I would answer the phone at the house, a lot of times, you know, we didn't have internet, you didn't have texting or any of that, so people that would try to get in touch with her would have to call. You know, what a concept, you had to call. And so we would answer the phone, hello, and they'd say, is Eileen there? And so this became kind of a running joke. It was, well, no, her name's not Eileen, it's Aline. Neither name is very common, but it's spelled A-L-L-E-N-E as opposed to A-I-L-E-N-E. But she didn't like the name Eileen. Oh, it would irritate her. So most of the time she would want to correct the people who was, oh, Eileen, it's so nice to talk to you. And it would make her cringe.
Yeah.
She's not fond of the name Eileen. And then, again, unusual that my father's aunt was named Aline.
Yeah.
So he had two Alines in his life.
How old was your mother when she died?
73. She was born in 1923.
Mm-hmm. But that was a big funeral here.
Well, we did it at TU because of her family association with TU, the chapel there. It, you know, it's kind of interesting, John, when your parents get older and maybe they outlive some of their friends, that you mm-hmm. might think that these prominent people would have yeah. hundreds of people showing up at yeah. the funeral, and it's not always the case.
Right.
But the people who were there were people who loved her.
Then your father's name?
John Birch Mayo.
And where was he from? Where was he born?
He was born also here in Tulsa in 1919.
So then his personality?
More gregarious, outgoing. He liked to kind of be the center of a party. And people loved him for that. He could do imitations of Winston Churchill, and he could do imitations of President Roosevelt. And of course, that generation, as Tom Brokaw called it, the greatest generation. Most of his friends participated in World War II.
What did he do for a living?
Well, he started, his father, John Mayo, and his two brothers built the Mayo Hotel. They had had a furniture business prior to that. And they immediately put my dad in the hotel, you know, working as a clerk or something down on the floor of the hotel. And then he went to Cornell Hotel School to learn the trade more formally. So he would have been probably 19 years old when he did that.
So then did he manage the hotel? Was that his...
Well, no, John Mayo, his dad, he was the manager.